My girlfriend's a spoiled brat, and it's probably my fault. So I grew up pretty poor, and I know what it's like to not have anything. The only reason I'm living a very comfortable life now is because I got lucky once in my life. It was a fluke. I was working as a janitor at a gas station before. And one day, my boss was having such a hard time paying his employees that when he was short a couple dollars for my pay, he asked me if I would take a lottery ticket instead of the $2 he owed me. I felt bad for him. He was such an awesome boss, and he was generous too, so of course I said yes. That turned out to be the luckiest day of my life. I won the third biggest jackpot in the history of our country's lottery, and it changed my life forever. I gave my boss $1 million for everything he had done for me. It helped him retire, and he finally got to give his business over to his son. I suddenly had more money than I knew what to do with. I bought my parents a house and gave them a few million so they could live the rest of their lives without having to worry. I paid for my siblings' school and gave them each a house. I gave a couple million to charity and our local animal shelter. And of course, for me, I got a mansion, a car, and invested a big chunk in stocks. Now I don't have to work. My money earns more money for me while I sit at home and do what I want to do. I've invested in a couple startups so far. I've been very lucky. Some lotto winners lose all their money. With some good advice I got from friends and professionals, I managed to grow my winnings. Through it all, my girlfriend was by my side. We've been together since we were 16. She was with me when I was poor, and when I got my good fortune, of course, I never left her. I thought I was being a good guy. I thought she deserved the life I could now afford to give her. Turned out, she was playing me for a fool. Hi there, I'm Hank, and this is the story of how I ended up marrying my maid. Do you have a unique title idea? Comment it down below and like the ones you think are interesting. You never know, your story may be the next one we post. All right, now back to the story. I never could afford to do something special for Michelle back in the day. On our third anniversary, I was so poor that all I could give her was a cupcake I got at the gas station for 50% off because it was a day old. I stuck a birthday candle on it and wished her a happy anniversary. It was pretty sad, but Michelle smiled and thanked me nonetheless. So when I won that jackpot, I promised myself I would make up for all the things I wasn't able to give her. I bought her tons of designer clothes. We shot for as much jewelry as she wanted. I bought her two cars, one for her everyday use and another just for having. I spoiled her rotten. Whatever she wanted, I got it for her. I let her move into my new mansion, and I even got a maid just for her. I'm pretty self-sufficient, and I actually like doing house chores because it helps me think. But I just wanted to treat my Michelle like the princess that she was. Little did I know, I was only feeding into her laziness. See, Michelle was never one to go out and try very hard. And I didn't know it at the time, but me just giving her whatever she wanted fueled her laziness even more. And it made her feel entitled. I had created a monster. I saw a glimpse of it the moment I hired her maid, Tegan. Michelle was a tyrant. She would order Tegan around like she wasn't a person. And she would shout at her and call her names when she made even the tiniest of mistakes. It was really uncomfortable to watch. And when I would calmly talk to her and advise her to treat the maid better, she'd lose her temper with me too. She'd start throwing things and accusing me of taking the maid's side. She'd say I was probably more interested in the maid than I was in her. Now, of course, that was ridiculous. I loved her, and only her. But whenever that monster would come out of my girlfriend, I calmed the situation the only way I knew how. I bought her gifts. In fact, I went further and just gave her my black card. See, I didn't know I was doing something wrong at the time. I really just didn't want my girlfriend to stay mad at me. And I knew Michelle liked nice things, and so all I could do was that. And it worked. I figured she'd use it responsibly, because she knew I never spent my money needlessly. I figured wrong. Michelle recently spent over $2,000 a day. My accountant phoned me, worried, and I realized I'd given Michelle too much freedom. For 6 whole months, she spent my money as if it was infinite. In just 6 months, she already burned through over $120,000. And not only that, she hadn't paid her maid a single dime for 3 months. Sure, you might say $100,000 is nothing compared to what I'm worth now, but I didn't keep and grow my lottery winnings by spending large amounts of money willy-nilly. So I dug deeper into Michelle's expenses, and I found out way more than what I was looking for. At first, the expenses were all the usual stuff, bags, restaurants, spa treatments. But then I realized she'd been taking an Uber Lux everywhere she went. Why would she even do that when she has two perfectly working cars at her disposal? And Tegan could drive her if she was too lazy to drive. So I looked into it a bit more, and what I found really worried me. The Ubers she'd been taking were all to the same 9 addresses. Every single time she took an Uber, it was to one of those 9 places. So I had an investigator look into it. And until now, I still don't understand why she did what she did. But what I found out still really hurts me to this day. I found out my girlfriend had 9 sugar daddies. Yep, 9. What more could she want, you ask? She had everything she could ever need. She had free rein of my card. She lived in a mansion. She had her own maid. And somehow, that wasn't enough. And she needed to get a sugar daddy? 9 of them even? I didn't waste any time. I threw all her stuff out of the house. Yeah, all the stuff that technically was mine because it was my money, but I just didn't want any memory of her anywhere around me. So I gave her all of it. But before she could leave, I made her sign a contract. She wasn't going to get out of it without a hitch, of course. I still wanted my money back. So I had my accountants comb my accounts for every purchase Michelle made on my cards. She was going to pay me back with interest. And if she didn't pay me back in full, I would sue her. She signed the papers and left my life forever. I was hoping it would teach her a lesson and she would finally get off her lazy ass and find a job. That's not what happened. Instead, my ex continued to live the high life, only this time she was spending her sugar daddy's money. She would hop from one guy's house to the next, never staying at one place for too long. And she would just live off of them. She was flaunting it all in front of me. She wanted me to know she didn't need me to live the life she wanted. Now, I wasn't heartless. It still hurt seeing her be with other men. I loved her. Of course it hurt. The only reason I got over it was because of Tegan. Yeah, I kept her employed. She still worked for me even though she didn't have much to do when Michelle left. I just didn't want to have to fire her and have her lose her job. So instead, she became my secretary. Tegan was very kind, and she comforted me while I was going through hell. She listened and gave me advice, and in no time, I fell for her. It was about that time I was going to propose to Tegan that Michelle stopped paying me the money she owed me, and that really annoyed me. When I called her, she wouldn't answer. Instead, she just sent me a very rude message saying I didn't deserve a single cent and that I deserved to be with a low-life maid. Now, I'd always hated it when I saw her belittling Tegan, and that was the last straw. So I had my investigators contact her sugar daddies. I had them tell those guys everything. At first, they didn't care, but then I revealed that there were 9 of them and that Michelle was using all of them. They all threw her out without batting an eye. That was when Michelle came crawling back to me. She had no home, no friends, and still no job. And she still owed me money. She wasn't going to earn that money in jail, so I made her a deal. Choose prison or work as a janitor for your whole life.
I'll do anything. Just don't send me to jail.
And so now, my ex is a janitor at one of my new companies. And guess who her boss is? Yep, the tables have turned. Tegan now has the pleasure of bossing Michelle around whenever she wants, and I get to watch.